Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And that's what we want to do, is shed the shackles of the past. All around the world you see tyranny. Tyranny. And slavery. And unhappiness and misery and suffering. Betrayal. Exploitation. And you don't want it to happen to you. You don't want to be the one that's exploited, and you don't want to be the exploiter. You don't want to be the one that's full of hate or the one that's hated. Okay? You want to, what was that beautiful poem of, was it St. Francis of Assisi who said, "Where there is hate, let me sow love." It was just a beautiful poem. I can't remember all the lyrics now or the lines of the poem. But why not be the one what did Christ say? He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, I say to you that if you badmouth other people, if you say bad things about other people when you don't know the whole story, or when you may be mistaken, that's a very awful thing, because you're spreading discord and you are corrupting them, especially if you have some kind of a position like a teacher or a coach or something. Any discord that you sow, any hate that you sow against anyone, not only will it come back upon you, not only do you corrupt yourself and ruin your chances for peace of mind and happiness, but you corrupt other people. And so I say that there's a way of peace, a way of sweetness, and yes, a way of courage, that you must find if you are to be free, and if you are to help others, really help others, okay? So let's begin today's program. I want to say that I've been around for 26 years now on the radio. That's a long time to be on the radio, 26 years. And my message has always been the same. I'm saying the same things now that I said 26 years ago. The only difference is I say them better now. Okay? I say them better. And so I've grown, okay? And you should grow too. You should not be getting worse as you get older. You should be getting better, smarter, braver, wiser, more gracious. Okay? That's what you should be becoming, and not becoming worse, and not becoming childish, and not becoming hateful or bitter or silly. Okay? As a grown man or a grown woman, but especially as a grown man, you ought to be concerning yourself with the important things of the world. Okay? And first, you should thoughtfully do a lot of soul-searching, and then a man must stand for something, okay? But he must stand for something when he has wisdom, and when he has honor, and when he has understanding. So seek first understanding, And then, perhaps, you can be a man of grace. Hi, this is Roland. Are you suffering from stress? Most people do, you know. The reason they suffer from stress is because they're too reactive. When you're reactive, when you get excited, anxious, irritated, nervous, and especially angry toward other people, well, then what happens is that you thereby become unstable. You become unstable. And not only that, but you condition your own body. You condition your body to react and react and react. So the first thing you need to do is to learn how not to react. And that you can learn to do that. And the reaction occurs in the moment. And so you have to learn to be prepared for the moment with an attitude of preparedness and pre-armed with patience. You have to have patience before you arrive at the moment. So may I recommend you try my meditation? I have a very nice meditation. It's called the Free Meditation. It's only 6 minutes long, and it teaches you how to be prepared for the moment, prepared with patience for the moment. You can find it at SheddingShackles.com or at TalkToAPastor.org. Welcome back. The program is Shedding Shackles, and I'm encouraging everyone to shed the shackles of the past, the chains of the past, okay? Now, if you want to shed the chains of the past and become free, and if you want to help other people to be free, then the first thing you have to shed are the chains of resentment. That's right, resentment, and judgment, and hatred. If you harbor any hatred at all within, any hatred against anyone, if you harbor hatred against your brother, or against your father, or against your mother, or you have resentment, see, I'm going to use the word resentment, because if I use the word hatred, then people say, well, I don't hate anyone. Oh, no, that's what they say. But when you talk to them, then you see it in their eyes. I can see the hate in people's eyes. I see it. They don't know it. You know, they really don't. They don't know it, but I see it. A flash of hate. And so let's use the term resentment. Do you resent anyone? Yes, you do. Okay. Do you judge anyone? Do you look upon someone unfavorably and say, well, he's no good, or he's bad, or he's this, or she's that, or she's this, or she's that, or he's this, or they're that, or they're this, forming judgments. See? Well, when you're forming judgments, when you form your judgments and you mouth, see, what you don't realize is just how evident you make your own nothingness, your own lack, your own emptiness. It's very clear for anyone who has eyes to perceive, because your judgments and, if you'll pardon the expression, big mouth, judgments and a big mouth reveal that you do not have grace and you are not walking in God's light. See, even should you claim to, even if you should go to religious services or claim that you're a nice person or a spiritual person, whatever you claim, your judgments prove that you are not. And it's evident for all to see. Okay, anyone who has eyes can see. Anyone who has ears can hear. So first things first, what did Christ say? He said, first, look at the log in your own eye before you look at the splinter in another person's eye. So the log in your eye is resentment and judgment. It's that simple. And if you want to become free, see, a lot of people want to be free. They want to be free of any kind of bond. See, but you know what people's idea of freedom is? See, my idea of freedom is freedom to do good. Freedom to do good. Freedom from anger. Freedom from hostility. Freedom from resentment, and then thereby free to do good. See, freedom from wrong ideas. See, freedom from exaggerations, freedoms from prevarication and from lies. Okay? And so freedom to do good. Okay? Well, but you know what most people's idea of freedom is? It's freedom to do their own thing. Freedom to be promiscuous. Freedom to take drugs. Freedom to take advantage. Freedom to say things which they really don't understand. Talk about things they really don't understand. Freedom to be angry and freedom to yell and scream and freedom to have pleasure. Okay? Freedom to do all of that. And then, after doing all of those things, freedom to be irresponsible. Okay? And then after doing all of those things, then they want to be free from having anyone look at them and see them for what they are. Okay? So, that's not good. So, would you like to be free to do good? Would you like to? Would you like to do good? Well, then the first thing you have to give up is resentment. That's right. Resentment, you have to give it up. And judgment. Resentment and judgment of other people. When you give those up, okay, when you're willing to give those up, and when you see your own wrong for judging, then you are ready to take the first step, the first little step toward freedom, the first little step toward being a real human being. I shall be back after this important announcement. Please listen carefully. Got a comment or a question? Call my listener call-in line right now and leave a message on my voicemail. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Yes, indeed, I've often said, and I'll say it again, life could be oh so sweet, and life could be oh so good, if you could just learn to not resent other people, to have a more forgiving attitude toward everyone, not just toward someone next to you, but toward everyone. But you know what? We lay burdens upon other people. We lay burdens upon other people. Isn't it sad that, for example, that parents would lay burdens upon their children? Earlier I had talked about becoming free. Well, you know what? If you lay burdens upon other people, you cannot be free. You cannot. Unless, of course, you have a change of heart and realize your own wrong and cry out, see, petition your Creator for another chance to make things right. Okay? But laying burdens upon other people, Think of all the burdens that are laid upon people. Think about young people. See, I want to say again, I've said this many times, I'll say it again. For most people, the closest that they've been to God was when they were little babes. And from that time on, progressively, they fell further and further away. Until by the time they're 50, 60, 70 years old, they're not anywhere near. In fact, they're nearer to the other pole in the universe. See, there are two poles. There's good and then there's evil. There's lightness and there's dark. See? And with light, there is freedom. Freedom from wrong ideas, freedom from resentment, freedom from the negativity of the past, freedom to enjoy a bright and beautiful present. But with each burden that you lay upon other people, you thereby encumber yourself. So you see parents, coaches, teachers, okay, religious leaders and authorities of all kinds and experts of all kinds laying burdens upon the people, especially on children. Just look at all the pressure that there is today upon kids. Peer pressure, performance pressure, academic pressure, grade pressure. See, then there's drug pressure and peer pressure, and sports pressure, and all these pressures, pressures and pressures. And where is the love? Remember that beautiful song, "Where is the love? Where is the love?" Well, there is no love. There's just pressure. Okay? But what happens is that eventually the pressure gets to people. See, that's what happened that's what happens to adults. You wonder how they can become so shallow, so hollow, so vain, nothing. How did they become nothing? See, how did they lose that brightness? How did they lose that sparkle? How did they lose their ideals and their vision? Especially you look at fathers. There they are, see, they're just baseball cap on and watching sports. Okay, watching sports. So, you know, where are the George Washingtons? Where are the Thomas Jeffersons? Where are the Abrahams? Where are they? There aren't any. God help us. God help and that one will arise. But you men, you're supposed to be the Moses of your family, the leader of your family, the Jeremiah of your family, the George Washington of your family, with vision, standing for something, with principles, with honor, but with a twinkle in your eye, with understanding, with patience, and not selfish. Okay? That's what you are supposed to be. Pray God you become that man for your family.
I don't believe the things that I read in the Bible. I do believe that there's a power, but I don't believe what I read in the Bible. And I just wanted some answers.
I was so happy when I became born again, so excited to start my new life, and I seem to have fallen off track. I know that I've done that now a bunch off and on, and so my question really is how can I get back on track? And not just back on track, but do what I know in my heart that God is telling me to do and not get distracted.
My real question is, why can't I hear his word? Sometimes I can't hear his word, and I am explaining to him and explaining and trying to tell him my particular thing.
Hi, this is Brian. I'm a college student, and I've heard you speak quite a bit about your meditation, and I'm wondering if you could tell me more about what the meditation is and what it does.
Actually, I'm asking to put out a prayer list, and if you would like to do that on the radio, that sign. We're losing everything, and my family is fighting, and I just need all the prayers that I can get right now. I'm just at my end's wits. I haven't lost faith in God, but I just want positivity in my life and no more negativity.
A lot of nice people. Nice people looking for answers and looking for positivity, who want a little positivity in their life. Okay? Well, you know what? This program could be just exactly what you're looking for. Because it's really simple. You know, when you look around at the world, you see it's a big mess. And you see that, you know, where it says a people, the people, what does it say? When the leaders lack vision, the people suffer. Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? People are suffering. But leaders, what does that mean? Does that just mean politicians? No. It also means, you know, the leaders around the family, around the neighborhood. So when father doesn't have vision, when father is selfish, when father is woman-centered instead of God-centered, when father craves support for his ego and is a people pleaser. See, he wants to be popular. Okay, then his weakness then causes the family, the wife, and the children to have to look elsewhere for leadership. So they look to elsewhere, don't they? To the schools and to various organizations and various, and to strangers. They have to look to strangers. But then, on the other hand, sometimes parents they don't have understanding. So they lay burdens upon the children, pressuring them to study, pressuring them to perform, pressuring. Okay? Then what happens is the children try to conform to that pressure, and they suffer. But usually they resent it. They resent the pressure. And so they resent it, which is not good for them. Or they resent it and rebel. They resent it and rebel. And then they rebel to other pressures and other authorities to escape from the overbearing pressure at home. So where is the love? Where is the freedom? Where are the Noahs and the Jeremiahs and the Pauls? Where are they? Okay, the Ruths. Where are the Ruths and the Susan B. Anthony's? Where are they? They're not there. So you have to be that for your family. But first things first, especially if you're a young person. Okay, see the world for what it is, and don't doubt what you see. Okay, you see there's exploitation and cruelty and meanness, and so there it is, and just see it. Don't resent it. That's the secret. If you want to be okay, just don't resent them. Don't resent them. Realize that they lost it a long time ago, whoever they are, whoever the exploiters are and the bad people and the people without understanding. They lost it a long time ago. They don't have it. Okay? They don't have they've lost touch with their own inner light, their own inner ground of good. But you'll be okay if you don't resent them and don't hate them. Okay, just see them, see they're wrong, don't doubt it. See, don't doubt it, just see that they're wrong, but then you can be okay. Okay, and then you'll also see, you become part of their world. You become like them, actually. You become part of their world, and you become like them when you resent them, when you hate them, when you want something from them. See, when you can't let it go, when you can't let what they did go, or you hate them for what you see about them. You become a part of it. You cut your own self off from good, from the kingdom of good, from brightness, and from how you could flower to be the person you were always meant to be. You cut yourself off from that through resentment. So just let go of the resentment. Love by not hating. Love by not judging. Love by not resenting. It's very simple. and then you'll be close to the light. Close to you'll become recentered in your inner ground of good from which you can flow. Okay? Then you can be the bright light. You can be the knight in shining armor. You can be the person who brings a touch of brightness into the world for other people. Okay? And it'd be very beautiful. And it begins when you don't resent other people. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you know we have a listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a comment or a question. Tell me something about your issue, or tell me how you related to or liked something that you heard on the radio today. And the number to call, oh yes, call anytime, leave your message. It'll be on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and then some of the calls might even find their way on the air. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. You can call right now if you like. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Be sure to visit our radio archives. I have a lot of programs on many wonderful topics. And also, I have over 500 YouTube videos with lots of good information, helpful information to refine yourself and become free. And don't forget my listener call-in line. You can call the listener call-in line anytime. Leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages, and some of the messages will even find their way on the air. So if you have a question or comment, here's the number to call, 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. Until next time, Lord willing, and a creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.